Oh, yeah, she was just saying. Oh, okay.
Hello.
Hi, is this Gary?
Yeah.
Hey, Gary, my name's Julian. I'm calling with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good.
Good. Hey, it looks like you're in touch with one of our agents, Matthew, around a month ago, possibly regarding some equipment financing, looking to bring on some new equipment, getting your tax bill lowered this year. Are you still interested in, are you still looking at bringing on the track hoe?
Well, I'm trying to find a baler. You know, the baler iron rail is what I'm trying to find, yeah.
Okay, are you looking at different options? You looking at like a new or used one, or?
Well, I'm looking at anything I can think I can afford.
Yeah. How do you normally pay for that stuff? Do you normally use financing through your bank or something, or do you just pay with cash, or how do you normally do it?
Well, I'll have to borrow money someplace, what I'll do.
Okay.
So.
Well, that's exactly what we specialize in. So, based on your history with Wells Fargo, we have you pre-approved for some equipment. So what's your timeline on that? Are you looking to bring it on like as soon as possible or within the next month or so?
If I could find one tomorrow, I'd buy one tomorrow, but I ain't going to pay these guys $165,000 for it.
For a brand new one, huh?
Well, no, shit, no, that's a 10-year-old one.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Wow, those things are expensive.
Yeah, no, no.
Well, maybe we can get you on a good financing plan with some good payments. Like I said, that's kind of what we specialize in. You probably qualify for some of our better programs. If you want, I can see what we can do for you just so you have an idea of like what kind of program we can get you on. It'll kind of make your shopping experience a little bit easier. You'll kind of know what you have available. But that's actually a pretty quick process. Do you handle that stuff, or if you want, I can get in contact with your like controller or something.
I buy stuff. You know, it's me that buys it. Nobody else buys it.
Yeah.
I had some business with Wells Fargo before. Man, they were out of this world. I bought a track hole from them.
Uh huh.
Or they financed it for me.
Yep.
Holy cow, they were good. You know, they just never asked any bullshit. They just, I think that was $65,000 what I borrowed that time.
Nice.
And man, they just took that in a heartbeat.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, it's definitely good to have a good relationship with your local bank. Are you still working on paying that one off, or you already took care of it?
I think they've already paid it off.
Nice. Do you have a current offer? Do you have a current offer for a bill for some more equipment with them right now, or what's your relationship like with them at the moment?
Oh, we're looking. You know, we're looking.
Yeah.
We can always use more equipment. And then we got bids coming up here in the next week or two for 3 more jobs. So if we get any of them jobs, we ain't going to have enough equipment. We're going to have to buy a rent or something for more equipment. So.
Nice. So, do you use this biller for those jobs, or how does it work?
No, I got 4,000 ton of scrap iron.
Wow.
That I need to bail.
Holy smokes.
That's over $1 million worth of scrap iron, see?
And that's expensive to store it, too. You must be paying so much overhead just to store that.
I own my own land. I got 40 acres covered with iron.
Wow.
And, I mean, it's just covered with iron. I got about 500 cars and pickups and stuff.
That's awesome.
You bail, you know.
Yeah. And how long are you going to do?
I got money if I can just get somebody to give me anything for iron.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if we can get you on a good financing program, I think we can get some good options on the table for you. How long have you been in business for, Gary?
Oh, 45 years, probably.
About 45 years? Wow. Are you the founder?
I imagine, at least. What's that?
Are you the founder?
Oh, no. Well, I started.
Yeah.
I'm 79 years old.
Wow. So you're still working.
I started. Yep, I'm running track hole right now.
Oh, that's awesome. always working, huh?
You bet. Every day.
Yeah.
So
that's awesome.
You bet.
Yeah, just so you know, you're pre-qualified for us also with working capital. So if you needed to use that to pay for any of the upfront costs on any of the big projects or anything like that, I know on those projects sometimes it takes a while to get paid on those. Do you usually get paid when the project's complete, or do they have like some sort of plan, or how does it work?
We have to turn in a pay request once a month.
Okay.
What it usually boils down to, so.
Gotcha.
Yes, sir, boy. We work our ass off. We don't quit.
That's awesome. That's very inspiring. So, how much? So you said you have about three big projects coming up. How much are each of these projects going to make you, roughly?
Well, you know, it's hard to say because we got hungry people out there that's a goddamn hungry business for nothing. See?
Yeah.
So that's what's causing a lot of trouble right now. But. You know, it's just hard to say what it's going to be developing. We work up in Jackson a lot. And these three projects are depending on the town zoning. If the town will rezone this one job or these other two jobs, then we go to work tomorrow. But
it's
going to depend upon them, you know.
So there's a lot up in the air, and it kind of depends on how things go, right?
Oh, sure. We got work running out of ass right now that we can't hardly cover.
Oh, really? So it sounds like you have a potential need to bring on some capital as well to take care of these projects in the meantime. Is that right?
Well, I think that right now we got a friend that works at a bank.
Oh, cool.
First Jackson Hole Bank or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And he's helped us for 20 years.
Wow.
And I think that's what we're doing now if we're working with him, you know. But he's limited out, you know. God bless him, he's a good, good man, but he can't make any decisions. You know, he has to get approval from the big ones, you know, big boys.
Oh, I see.
And that's sort of tough to work with. But
I gotcha.
So far, he's been good to us.
That's awesome. It's definitely good to have a good relationship with a banker. I mean, if you want, we can see what we can do for you as far as some capital as well, just to see you know, what kind of rates we can offer you.
Sounds good.
How much would you be looking for to fund the projects? Like ideally.
Well, it depends upon, you know, some of them projects over Jackson, we're looking at $2 million. See.
Wow.
You know, jobs. You know, but we wouldn't be borrowing that much. You know, we just borrow enough to cover payroll every payday and buy fuel and stuff, but that's what we do.
Yeah, that's precisely what our working capital programs do. It's just short term to cover payroll and things like that. So what did you guys do in revenue last year, Gary?
Oh, I don't really dead seriously know for sure, but I think we did about $3 million worth last year.
$3 million?
Yeah.
$3 million. Okay. And was that, are you growing this year? Are you looking to do more this year? Is it about the same or what's going on?
Well, there again, if scrap iron would ever go up.
Yeah.
In the wintertime, I usually make $1.5 million in the wintertime shipping my iron.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
So, but the last two winters, I haven't shipped a pound of iron.
Yeah.
I haven't shipped 1 pound.
Why is that?
So, well, the price is lousy.
Oh, you're just waiting on the price. I see.
I was getting $265 a ton for it 3 years ago. Now they've offered me $40 a ton.
Oh, my gosh. That's terrible. I had no idea that the iron industry...
Well, yeah, because Japan or China or somebody ain't buying. Their country's broke.
Yeah.
So they aren't buying, see?
So a lot of the demand was coming from China before, or Japan, you said?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So it went from, iron went from $265 a ton to $40 a ton?
$265 a ton down to $40 a ton now.
Within a few years? That's crazy.
Ain't it?
Yeah.
That's where our government, you know, this government is unreal. Nobody knows where they're going to go tomorrow.
I'm on the same exact page as you. I kind of hope things are going to mellow out a little bit after elections, but I guess it all depends, right?
If Hillary gets in, people like us, you know, and other people, you know, they can't afford to pay $15 an hour. We do, you know, we will, because we're a contractor. But you take grocery stores and cafes and stuff, they can't pay $15 an hour.
Oh, not at all. And no. if they do, they're gonna have to raise their prices on everything else.
Absolutely, see.
So yeah.
Oh no, it's that Hillary. It's pitiful that that woman is even involved, because, you know, it makes me so bitter to think that the FBI comes on TV and says that we should put Hillary in jail for 5 counts.
Yep.
That she's illegal on 5 different counts. But she's Hillary.
Yep.
So we aren't going to do nothing with her.
Yep. Yep. What's that quote by Richard Nixon? Something about if a president does it, it's not illegal or something like that?
Yeah, I think that's what
you know what I'm talking about.
And she was a Secretary of State, you know, and all that. So,
yeah. Interesting stuff.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Well, Gary, this is what I want to do. I'm going to send you an email with the equipment financing application, and the working capital financing application, just so we can kind of see what we can do for your business.
Okay, sounds good.
So there's a 1-page application for each of them. It's very simple. And then we need 6 months of your business bank statements and the previous year's tax return.
Yeah.
But is that all stuff
that sounds good.
You have that stuff handy pretty much?
We'll work at it. We'll look at it, you know.
Okay. Your email I have eidens@centurytel.net. Is that correct?
I don't know nothing about them computer bullshit.
Oh, no problem. Do you have somebody that takes care of all your email stuff?
Well, yeah, I got a secretary that takes care of all that, you know, our bookkeeping. And
okay.
And I got a CPA that does all of our big, you know,
okay, gotcha.
Bookkeeping.
Yeah, we don't even need to look at all your finance. Like, we don't have to look at your balance sheet or your income statement, anything like that. We just need the business bank statements straight from your bank.
Yeah.
And then the business tax return. Should I get in contact with your secretary? I can just kind of give her a call and let her know what we need.
Yeah, she probably, we get called daily.
Oh,
and,
yeah?
You know, and we just get so sick of telemarketers trying to sell us stuff.
Oh, man.
She won't, normally she won't even, she'll answer, but she'll hang up on everybody right away.
You know, so you have her trained well.
Yeah, yes, God bless her. She's got work to do, and you can't just sit and talk on the phone, you know. So.
Yeah, no, I don't want to waste anybody's time. Yeah, but if you want, I can just give her a call just to let her know what's going on and see if she's available to get those documents over to me.
See if she'll accept your call. I'll tell her.
Okay.
And you're with Wells Fargo?
No. We're with Bank of Cardiff. We're a private
business. Bank of Cardiff,
Bank of Cardiff, yeah. We're a private business bank in San Diego. But we specialize specifically in your industry, and we also we specialize in small and medium sized businesses. We don't really do that much business with large businesses. Wells Fargo is the complete opposite. They only like to do business with large businesses, and they kind of do small and medium sized, and maybe like here and there, but they don't really like to.
Well, you know, that loan I did have, and then I paid it off. Like I said, I'm sure it was paid off. But anyway. I asked the bank local here, the Bank of the West, down here is our local bank that we don't use very much. But anyway, I asked that lady down there, why are they so hard to get money from, and why do they, you know, take them so long to get money and stuff? She said, well, the difference between us and Wells Fargo operates on government money.
Yeah.
And she said, we operate on private money.
I see. That makes sense.
And she said, that's the difference.
Yeah, we're also private, so we have our own sort of private investors, I guess you can say.
Yeah.
It makes it so that we're a lot more flexible. We don't really have anybody to answer to. There's less like regulations and things like that. Wells Fargo, they don't. Most of the bigger banks don't really like to mess with small and medium sized, mostly because of the increased risk. Especially after the financial crisis and stuff like that. So,
yeah. Well, I'm gonna keep looking for a bailer because I can use a bailer anytime. But you know, it's hard to find them. They aren't made behind every barn or every grocery store. You know.
Yeah.
You know, they're a far and few item. But once word gets out, like last time, I had buyers from all over the United States. Or sellers, you know, from all over the United States try and sell me something. So.
Yeah. Well, we have some vendors that we also work with. I suppose it's possible that we can actually find a miller for you. I can kind of look into that. We can maybe see if we have any in your area.
Okay.
But definitely we can get some offers for you on the table just so you know what you have available. So it makes it a little bit easier to shop. What is your secretary's name, Gary?
Joanne Boom.
Joanne Boom?
Boom.
Boom. Okay.
Yeah.
And is there...
I think she just turned 50.
Okay. Okay, cool. Should I can call... Should I just call your business directly? Okay, because I think I called 307-276-3413, and that went directly to you. Is there a direct line
that... Yeah, I'm on call. I'm on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So when we don't work on Friday afternoons, see?
Oh, I see.
I got a truck driver here that I'm loading, you know, with him.
Yeah.
But I just got done loading him when you called me, or otherwise I'd have never took your call, so...
Oh, nice. I caught you at the right time.
Yeah.
Okay, so Joanne's not in the office today, is that correct?
Okay, I better go to work. So.
Okay, I'm gonna call Joanne. Should I call on Monday?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
She goes to work Monday at 7:30.
Okay, I'll call Monday. Gary, it was a pleasure chatting with you. I appreciate your time.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
We'll talk soon. Bye-bye.